From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns concludes his third message in a series expounding one of the most blessed and beloved passages in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 53. The title of this message is Christ in the Sight of God and of Man. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Ever Mindful. The text is found in Psalm 115 and verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. I can set my seal to that first sentence. Cannot you? Yes, Jehovah has thought of us, provided for us, comforted us, delivered us, and guided us. In all the movements of His providence, He has been mindful of us, never overlooking our mean affairs. His mind has been full of us. That is the other form of the word mindful. This has been the case all along, and without a single break. At special times, however, we have more distinctly seen this mindfulness, and we would recall them at this hour with overflowing gratitude. Yes, yes, the Lord hath been mindful of us. The next sentence is a logical inference from the former one. Since God is unchangeable, He will continue to be mindful of us in the future, as He has been in the past, and His mindfulness is tantamount to blessing us. But we have here not only the conclusion of reason, but the declaration of inspiration. We have it on the Holy Ghost's authority. He will bless us. This means great things and unsearchable. The very indistinctness of the promise indicates its infinite reach. He will bless us after His own divine manner, and that forever and ever. Therefore, let us each say, Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Thank you.
Over the years since Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many people have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today. As Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, he has been expounding verse 2, For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. In this second verse of the chapter, we find one of the clearest statements in Scripture of man's wicked rejection of Christ. The verse presents two views of Christ. The first is God the Father's view, in which we see the approbation of the Father upon the work of his Son. At the same time, Christ endured the reprobation of men, for they saw no beauty in him. Many people today fail to see any beauty in Christ, even some who sit in church regularly. To true believers, Christ is fairer than the children of men. He is indeed the altogether lovely one. Now, to conclude this message entitled, Christ in the Sight of God and of Man, here is Dr. Cairns.
But this Christ appeared to offer no worldly advance, and therefore they abominated him. How true it is today. Men, maybe even in this meeting, boys and girls along with them, they set the goal of certain worldly attainment before them. They have in their mind the things that they're going to pursue. And Jesus Christ doesn't fit the picture. He doesn't appear to hold out to you the kind of worldly advancement that your heart is looking for. Therefore, you see no form, no comeliness in Christ. This text ends with a terrible and a damning confession. When we saw him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. That's an awful statement. Let me show you just how terrible a statement that is. Go back to Isaiah 52 and verse 14. His visage was marred more than any man. You see those words? His visage was marred more than any man. Now I turn to the words of our text. When we saw him, there was no beauty. It is the very same word. There was no visage. When we saw him, there was nothing in the face of Jesus Christ that we should desire him. That's why I say, to me, that's the blackest, most damning statement of man's depravity and blindness that you'll find in the Bible. What are they saying? They're saying, we looked into the face of Jesus Christ and we saw nothing of interest, nothing of attraction, nothing of beauty, nothing that we would desire. They saw the face of Christ. This is prophetic of the Jews of Christ's day. They saw the face of Christ radiant with love for the lost, but their hearts were unmoved. They saw the face of Christ soft with sympathy for the suffering, but it meant nothing to them. They saw the face of Christ solemn with grief over sin and its results, and yet they saw nothing to attract them to that face. They saw the face of Christ stern with judgment on sin, and yet there was no movement of godly fear in their heart to desire to be reconciled to Christ. They saw that face stained with tears as he wept over Jerusalem. But they hadn't learned to weep. They cared nothing for the tear-stained face of Jesus. They saw the face of Christ caked with the blood from wrestling with hell in Gethsemane. I want you never to forget that. When the Lord Jesus stood before the Jewish leaders, then when he stood before Pontius Pilate, then when he was brought out before the crowd, his face was masked with his own blood. After every pore had burst forth and he sweat great drops of blood in Gethsemane. And as they looked on the blood-soaked face of Jesus Christ, they saw no beauty. They then watched him. The Bible says, sitting down, they watched him there. They watched his face marred with the agony of Calvary. And after it all, their verdict was, no beauty.
no desire, no interest in Christ. What a sin. What a damning confession.
As I sat and pondered that text, I realized it's still true of men today. And it's particularly true of people who sit in churches. And it's even more particularly true of some of you who have sat in this church and listened to this preacher again and again and again. I can boast of no great human attainment in preaching. But before God Almighty, one thing I can honestly say, and that is time and time and time again in our services here, we have gazed into the face of Jesus Christ. And some of you sit here week by week, and you have gazed into the face of Christ, and you say, looking on Him, there is no beauty, there is nothing in that face that would make me desire Him. After gazing on Christ, you've turned away. After gazing on Christ, you've hardened your heart. After looking right into the face of Him who died the just for the unjust, you've said, there's no beauty that I can see in Him. I can see beauty in the face of the world. I can see a great attractiveness in the face of some lecherous, ungodly Hollywood star. I can see beauty in the face of hell itself as it comes before me with the bright lights of the world. But as for the face of the Son of God, there's nothing in that face that would make me desire Him. A bleak, black, and damning confession. I wonder, is it true of you? I wonder, am I talking to somebody today? And in your heart, you've got to confess, though I go to church, though I even read the Bible, though I go through all the motions, yet God knows and I know that I look in the face of Jesus Christ and I care nothing for Christ. Be very careful, my friend. For this Bible doesn't close in Isaiah 53, or at least in the second verse. When you turn to the last book of the Bible, the last views of the face of Christ, Revelation 1:16, it shines with the brightness of the sun. Revelation 6:16. You have all the nations of men, the great as well as the insignificant, men of every kind and every caliber, outside of Christ, and they're calling on the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of Him that sits on the throne. Today, you look brazenly in the face of Christ, and you turn your face away, and you say, there's nothing in that face that I would desire. The day will come, and you'll not turn away from the face of Christ. The day will come, and that right early, when you would give anything that you could turn away from the face of Christ. And that face, and that Savior, so dismissed, so rejected, will face you as your judge. And all the calling in rocks and mountains will be in vain. Then it will not be the face of the great Savior inviting. then it will not be the face that's melted to tears at the thought of your destruction. Then it will not be the face that's replete with sympathy and yearning, but it will be the face of God your judge, not promising heaven, but opening hell. Christ, approved of God, abominated by men. Oh, I trust that God will enter the soil so inhospitable, the soil of your heart, and give progress to the gospel today. I trust that you'll see in the face of Christ something that you desire, that you'll look into the languid eye of him who hangs on the tree, and your heart will be melted, and today you'll cry, Lord, save me. When I look in the face of Jesus Christ, I see all that my soul desires. May God grant that not one man, not one woman, not one boy or girl will leave this house of the Lord today looking in the face of Christ, unconcerned, unmoved, and unsaved. Look by faith. Ask by faith. Thank God. You'll be saved. And once you're saved, you'll be able to look in the face of Jesus and exclaim with Solomon of old, yea, he is altogether lovely. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Our Father and our God, grant that now every man and woman here will be brought to look in the face of the Savior. Lord, take away all of the words of man that would in any way stand between men and their Savior. And grant that this Lord's Day there will be in every heart a facing up to the reality of Jesus Christ. Lord, grant that those who are not saved will be brought to Christ today. Our hearts are heavy for those who can look on Christ and care not. For those who can hear of Christ, blindly, carelessly dismiss him. Oh God, our Father, grant that this day thou wilt bring souls, young and old, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And grant that thy people, tossed about, tempted, attacked by the devil, Lord, grant that they may also look in the face of Jesus. O Lord, he is all our desire. The world may reject him, but we confess that Christ is all our desire. We thank you the day is coming when he will be the desire of all nations. We look forward to that day. In the meanwhile, Lord, comfort, revive, bless, and edify your church. And add to it by saving those who are yet without Christ. Father, answer prayer. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both this Lord's day and until our Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.